Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Daniels joined us yesterday to preview the season, and RJ even went back to listen to the interview because the thing went national. It went viral after President Biden put the Rangers in the national headlines by calling what's going to happen on Monday a mistake, that they're going to open up the park full capacity, first professional team to do that since COVID hit. And yesterday, Pat Doney, NBC5 in for RJ, asked John Daniels for his reaction to President Biden's comments on the team.
Certainly the understand when the organization made that.
Hang on. Before we play the entire thing, I woke up to a Tolo sending me a headline from Fox News. Here's the headline. Rangers exec fires back at Biden for calling it a mistake to allow 100% capacity. Now, there's been a lot of John Daniels interviews on this radio station.
I would say fire back is never one thing he's done.
I don't think fires back is in John's radio vocabulary. If anything, people would say, come on, you got this personality. Ratchet it up a little bit. You know, show a little bit of color in these answers and your delivery. Rangers exec fires back at Biden. The first headline was texted to me from John Daniels himself yesterday.
Well, you're getting texts from JD?
Well! It was a text,
a screenshot
from TMZ. So they put him on there saying it's a one-time event with the individual quotes. Whenever it's the individual quotes, they are kind of, you know, changing your statement a tiny bit. When it's the double quotes, it's the exact statement. So those are the two headlines. See if you get any of that from JD's response.
Certainly the understand when the organization made that decision, it was, you know, not going to be popular with everyone. I think it's a one-time event. You know, I think after opening day, you know, reality is we're not going to be at full capacity. You know, I doubt it. You know, we are in very few seasons, you know, except for our best years. And I do think that the opening day, the visual and the reality of having a lot of people that close together does kind of go maybe against some of the recommendations. I'm hopeful that people are responsible and wear masks and we can, you know, enjoy a good time out. But after that, I don't see it being a regular occurrence.
Fires back.
That's okay. Well, here's the thing. The regular occurrence being 100% capacity, okay. But I went back and looked at two other teams that were bad the year they opened their stadium in recent years. One was the Marlins and one was the Braves. Both lost more than 90 games. We're expected to lose more than 90 games. Both had over 73% capacity on average for their home games. And the Marlins and the Braves are not good baseball markets. Now, we're not a great baseball market, but it's clearly the number two professional sport here.
Yeah.
So it's a better baseball market than Miami for sure, and a little bit better than Atlanta's. So I expect 75 to 80% capacity. This is year one of the stadium. People will go see the stadium regardless of how good the team or bad or good or bad the team is. They're just going to want to do that. And especially when you play, you know, your Red Sox and your Yankees and your Dodgers and whatever, you're going to get 100% capacity for those games. They're going to have 75 to 80% capacity.
Okay, I was taking John's response. See, I was taking it a different way. I was taking his response as the policy is going to ratchet back after the opener. Like, we're not going to have the full attendance capacity in effect. Like, we're going to say, oh, it's going to be 80, it's going to be at 75. But you're taking it as he's not expecting the park to be full from fans who want to watch the team. I was taking it from a policy standpoint. Like, we're going to go 100, and then we're going to go backwards. But maybe you're right. I don't know. I have no idea. But
no, I kind of agree with RJ. I mean, he didn't go to Cornell for, you know, just walking in there. He knew what he was saying because he knows that that place is not going to be 100%. He knows with this team it's not going to be 100%. But if we want to answer, Sean, just text him. I mean, you're buddies with him, apparently. So just
I did text
him. Oh, my God.
I did text him this, you know, I don't like that he has not, you know, gotten up and answered this. I mean, the GM should be up, you know, 5:30 with the workout and then watching tape.
Watching film.
Yeah.
Studying tape. Watching
film. What are you, John Romo?
I texted him the Fox News one, and I said, tone it down a little bit in your future interviews. Stop being so fiery. Stop getting so worked up. So we'll see. We'll see what he says to that. But he also in the answer was like, you know, I have a ton of respect for the office. Look, I have a ton of respect for the office of the president. John Daniels made it clear because I was itching. Donnie beat me to the question. I was itching to like start attacking because I've gone off on this policy multiple times on the show. But John Daniels kind of made it clear, you know, this is above his head. This is not his department. This is not his decision. I don't know if JD really agrees with it, but it's ownership. They want the revenue. They want the concessions. They want the parking. And JD actually alluded to what you said a couple weeks ago when we were talking about this. He was talking about like the visual for your opening day, your new stadium opener. And, you know, if you go into a stadium or if you go into a restaurant near the stadium, you'll always see that picture framed.
Yep.
The first night or day of the new park. And they'll have 17 different angles and it'll be a really cool shot and it'll be like new Globe Life Field, you know, on April, what is it going to be? 5th, 2021. Yeah. That'll be the shot. And that may be part of what the Rangers ownership wants, like you were alluding to.
It's 100% what they want. There's no doubt about that because they are going to take that photo and they are going to make it. It'll be people's backgrounds on their computer screen. It'll be, you know, placed everywhere throughout the state. There's no doubt about it. They'll probably have a shot with, you know, a couple of F-18s flying overhead like that. That's the shot they're looking for. Yep. So
it's a photo op.
It's a photo op. It 100% is a photo op. You know, and there's going to be people out there. And I went to the Stars game last week. Yeah, last week. And it was a sparse crowd. I mean, I think they maxed out at 5,000 fans. But they were vigilant about masks. Like, they would come over to you. If you had a drink in your hand and you brought your mask down and you were not like actively taking said drink to mouth, they came over and tapped you on the shoulders to put your mask back on. Now, in 5,000 fans, it's much easier to do that than when it's everybody in the entire stadium. Right. But there, you know, I expect them to be vigilant about doing that. So, you know, wear your mask, just don't wear two, because there's the only thing worse than wearing zero is wearing two.
My buddy's wearing two on his flight here today.
Your buddy's a moron. Your buddy's an idiot.
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's no reason for two. One's fine.
I would think that two provides a little more security tightness.
I know,
you
but
get you, two.
You look soft, and it's all about looks.
You got to get it like perfectly aligned. You got to wear the first one like smaller, like cut it, so that you can't tell that it's coming out if they're not aligned with the second one over the top of it. So that's the Rangers recap.
Are we talking about face mask? I just want to make sure.
Condoms here. Get your condoms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.